yard at home, I have bags and bags of baling twine because there is this part of me that feels it has to be useful at some point somewhere, and it is a shameful waste to just throw it out. But apart from holding up my trousers every now and again, I have never found a way to repurpose it usefully. Until today, my friends. This week, the winners of the Transition Years AgriAware and BioOrbix Environmental Innovators Programme has been announced. The competition is a sort of young scientists meets entrepreneur of the year, but for the environment, and the winners are brilliant this year. They've all joined me in studio, first, second and third place. First, though, Marcus O'Halloran, Executive Director of AgriAware. Good morning to you. I said somewhat flippantly there, young scientists meets entrepreneur of the year, but for the environment. How do you describe it?
Good morning, Philip, and good morning to your listeners. Environmental Innovators to us is a program that it teaches transition year students around the country around four different topics. So we're looking at waste, climate, land use and biodiversity. And out of that, they're challenged with finding innovative solutions to agri and food waste. Agri and food waste materials, really, through reducing, reusing and recycling. So I suppose a cross between the young scientists meets ag science and meets environmental science also.
Philip, and the Wombles, but that's a reference for a different generation altogether. I feel like looking at third, second and first place here that you're personally chasing me around and addressing all of my more wasteful habits. Jojo O'Connor, third place, high school in Ratgar. What was your project?
My project with Olivia and Doa, our teammates, was on reducing and reusing waste paper.
How did you do that?
Well, we had noticed in our school that there was so much excess paper. Teachers were just handing out printouts, even if you had an online book or a physical book. And we wanted to know how can we reduce that as students in our school. So we started researching and we found shredded paper just in our paper shredder in the office, and soaked it in warm water, made the shape out of a decal and let the paper dry.
Just as people have been doing for thousands and thousands of years. And what you've produced is really very attractive. I mean, there's obviously still little bits of ink in it, but it kind of adds to the quality of the paper. How long does the whole process take?
Well, the actual drying process, we were still working on it near the end of our project. Air drying takes about 48 hours.
I can imagine you handing up a wet project. That wouldn't have been great, would it?
Yeah, but and then we had tested out hair dryers and ovens even, and we found air drying was the best method, and then flattening it with books and actually making the paper took from 40 minutes up to an hour, depending on how much you were making.
Okay, second place went to St Patrick's Classical School, Navan, County Meath, for their project on sustainable equine bedding. Connor Duffy from Slane, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, lots of that, how are you?
So you're addressing this problem. Well, anybody who keeps horses knows that you get bales and bales of shaving and you're left with this plastic wrapping, and sometimes it's not always disposed of in the way that it should be.
Yeah, so our idea came from myself, Connell, Charlie and Dermot. So our idea came from, Connell comes from a farming background, so he always said how there was powdered milk feed bags lying around his yard. So we thought of the idea, because the rest of us come from horse backgrounds, so the excess plastic on the shavings was always just lying about. So our idea came from basically saying, could we make the whole shaving bale to go into the stable instead of having all the excess plastic coming out.
So the wrapping that the shavings would come in would become a part of the horse's bed as well?
Yeah.
So what material did you use to do that?
We used the paper the paper feed bags from the farms to wrap our shavings, and then we took the shavings from our water room in school, as well as we tried to shred a paper as well also, just from recycled paper throughout our school.
Okay. Now, there'd be a lot of horse owners who would say, I don't know if I want anything alien in my horse's bedding. They might eat it, they might colic, but does the paper shred up itself?
Yeah, the paper's good, actually. We found paper would be much better, really, really good, actually, because the soakage on the paper is brilliant, as well as the fact it gave off way less dust than the shavings themselves, because the shavings can be quite dusty for horses. You find they cough and stuff.
Yeah, of course. But do you end up standing there
tearing apart this wrapping in your hands rather than just pouring it out of the plastic wrapping?
I suppose it's, you kind of use it the same way you'd use it with any other shaving bale. You usually use like your foot or a fork or something just to spread it, and then you can just rip it apart much easier. Instead of, you know, you find yourself pulling the plastic back and ripping shavings out of the bags, you can just throw the bale in and just rip the whole thing and leave it down as bedding for the horse. So it's much easier.
Congratulations, another very, very workable solution there. First place, though, went to Sculvoir a Trim in County Meath, Kira Duffy, Hannah Mulligan and Magella Martin, who joins me in studio. You came out on top with your reuse of baling twine. Who was it that had all the baling twine hanging around?
So I had a lot on my own yard, and then teachers and local farms also had baling twine. So we kind of gathered like different samples and then tested each one to find like our final one, which we found was the ticker twine.
Now, all baling twine, it's polypropylene, isn't it? So it is a plastic, ultimately, which should mean that it's pretty durable.
Yeah, it is. So we've threw it in the washing machine and it lasted. The poly doesn't like...
Did you ask permission before doing that?
Yeah, we did. And it doesn't react with many acids, which makes it even stronger, which is even better, because if you had like acids out on the street or something, it means it wouldn't react or tarnish or anything. So that was like really good for us.
So you have all of this baling twine. How then do you knit it together to do something useful?
So we tried knitting, but it wasn't close together, so that wasn't any good to us. And so we also tried crocheting, which was impossible. So then we went with weaving, and we researched different weaving techniques. And we went with just a plain weave because it's the most simplest one. But it was also,
so you're making a frame, basically, a rectangular or a square frame.
Yeah, so we just used cardboard and we just cut out little squares along it and just made sure it was all an inch thick in between. And you basically just loop a base around each one, and then you just put your twine under, over, under, over.
How durable is it?
So that would be
because you end up with a mat, don't you?
Yeah. So at the very end, you have to pull the like strings off the board, and you just pull it really tight, and then it won't shift as much. But the next step would be to make a much bigger mat and hopefully put it under an animal and see how durable it would be under an animal's foot.
Congratulations. Well done, all three of you. It sounds like you actually enjoyed yourselves in this as well, didn't you? Okay. Mark, there's a really, for something that's only been running for 3 years, remarkable number of students entered.
There is. We've had just shy of 10,000 students that have entered this year, but that continues on from the last 2 years, and we're at a total of 25,000 participants that have taken part in this. But that's not unusual to what we're seeing in AgriWare, Philip, over the last number of years. You know, 5 years ago, we had 30,000 students taking part in agri-food education initiatives that we would have out there. That's risen to, on average, 130,000 participants on a yearly basis.
Wow.
The ambition, or I suppose, or the demand and curiosity among the public as to how their food is produced has never been greater, and you know it's really positive from our perspective to get that information out there.
Absolutely, and a great way to channel that time and that energy that TY students have on their hands. Thank you all four for coming into studio this morning.